This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praise and thanks belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and may the peace and blessing of Allah be upon His servant and final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As to what follows, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And in a few minutes, I wanted to take this opportunity to share with you a very important question, and that is, how does one achieve sincerity, honesty, and a present heart when he is making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is so important, because if you're sincere and honest, and your heart is present with you as you make dua, then bi-idhnillah, by Allah's permission, that dua of yours will be answered and will be accepted. So it's very important to understand how to achieve these three things. Let me begin with the first one. How do we achieve sincerity in a dua? Sincerity, my brothers and sisters in Islam, means that you make this dua solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you do not involve anyone in this worship. So you're directing the worship of dua to Allah azza wa jal alone and no one else. This is how you achieve sincerity in a dua. You want Allah to hear you. You want Allah to reward you for your dua. You want Allah to answer your dua. You want Allah's appreciation. And you don't want the people. You don't want people's appreciation. You don't want the people's recognition. You don't want people to reward you for your dua or to look at you and throw some comments and say, MashaAllah, look at this person making dua. You don't want this. When you direct the worship of dua to Allah alone, wanting Him subhanahu wa ta'ala and His pleasure, now you are sincere in your dua. And what helps you achieve sincerity in dua is the more you make dua in private, the more sincere you become. The more you make dua in private, the more sincerity there is in your dua. So when you make dua to achieve sincerity, number one, make sure that you're directing this worship only to Allah and you want Him to accept you. You don't want anyone's approval. And number two, hide this, hide it. Keep it away from public eye. Go into your own room, in your own corner, as much as you can. Make dua in private, because that is closer to sincerity. That is closer to sincerity. Not like what you see people today. They film themselves making dua and then they post it for the entire world to see. Where is the sincerity in that? It destroys sincerity, my brothers and sisters in Islam. For the more private your dua is, the much more sincere it's going to be. That's number one. That's how we achieve sincerity. Point number two, how do we achieve honesty in dua? That's very important. Honesty in dua, in other words, what are you going to ask Allah? Are you asking Him for forgiveness? Yani, are you really honest? Are you honest? You want Allah's forgiveness or not? That's what sincerity is. How do you achieve this? By selecting the times in where dua is accepted. When you select the times during the day and the night in where dua is accepted, that is you being honest that you really want to ask Allah Azza wa Jal for whatever it is that you want of Him subhanahu or from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for example, waqtu sahar is a blessed time. It's an honest time. Waqtu sahar is the time just before Adhan al-Fajr. That's called waqtu sahar, when you're having suhoor. That time there, it is highly encouraged and recommended to make dua at that time, especially al-istighfar, to ask Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness and for His mercy, to say astaghfirullah. Why is that an honest time? Why? Because just before Fajr, which is still nighttime, this is a time in which people want to sleep. The body wants to sleep, the body wants to rest. But you preferred the love of Allah Azza wa Jal over the love of your own self. So you preferred to stand before the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal, begging Him for forgiveness and mercy, when in fact your body wanted to rest and sleep just like most of creation and the majority of the world is doing, sleeping and resting at that time. So to achieve honesty in dua, for example, at the time of Sahar, just before Fajr, when you get up and say, "Oh Allah, forgive me," Astaghfirullah, when you say Astaghfirullah at that time, you're being honest in your dua. Because that's a time in where your body wants to sleep, you want to rest. But you preferred Allah's love over what your body wants. So you got up and you asked Allah at that time to forgive you. Now you're being honest in your dua. Another time in which you can be honest in your dua, to achieve honesty in your dua, is between the adhan and the iqamah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us that between the adhan and the iqamah, there is a moment of an accepted dua, Allahu Akbar. So if you're honest that you really want what you're asking Allah Azza wa Jal for, then don't waste that time. How is that an honest time? It's an honest time because when you hear the adhan, that is Allah calling you to come to the prayer. Allah is calling you. So you answer Allah's call and you go to the masjid. Now that you have answered Allah's call, Allah Azza wa Jal will answer your call. He will answer your supplication. This is why the dua between adhan and iqamah is an honest time. It's as though you're saying, "Oh Allah, I answered your call. I came to the masjid. I answered your call. You called me, hayya ala salah, come to prayer. I answered this call. Now, oh Allah, answer my dua, answer my dua." And you make dua at that time, Allahu Akbar. This is an honest dua. And for the sisters that are listening, that might ask, what about us if we were to pray at home? How can we achieve this accepted dua between adhan and iqamah? For the sisters, if they were to pray at home, then the accepted dua between adhan and iqamah is based on her adhan and iqamah in the house. So for the sister, not to waste this opportunity of accepted dua, make adhan, if you're praying at home, make adhan at home, then wait, pray your sunnah, whatever it is, sit down and make dua. That's your accepted time of dua. After that, make your iqamah and pray the salat. Bi-ithnillah, you would have achieved a moment of an accepted dua, which is between adhan wal iqamah, same as the men that are praying in the masjid. So that's how you achieve honesty in dua. Be honest. Choose the times in which your body is preferring to do something else, but then you stop and you come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, begging Him for His mercy and forgiveness and asking Him for whatever you want. That's honesty in ad-du'a. And finally, how do we achieve a present heart during ad-du'a? This is my last point. Very important point. Listen to me very carefully. In ad-du'a, your heart needs to be present. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَجِيبُ مِنْ قَلْبٍ غَافِلٍ لَاهِنٍ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that you all better know that Allah does not answer the dua that is coming from a heart that is ghafil, heedless, lahin, distracted. What does this mean? It means in order for your heart to be present with a dua, you must keep away from two things, heedlessness and distraction. Now, what do these two things mean? If your dua is free of heedlessness and distraction, that means your heart is present as you're making a dua, and there is a high chance that this dua will be accepted and answered by Allah Azza wa Jal. So how do we avoid being heedless? Listen very carefully. What does it mean? Do not be heedless and distracted when making dua. Heedlessness means when you do not recognize and acknowledge the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jal and the vastness, the greatness of His mercy and His forgiveness. So if you're making dua, "Oh Allah, forgive me," but you're doubting in your heart, you're doubting, "Oh, I doubt that's going to happen. How is Allah going to forgive me?" Or if you're making dua and you don't recognize the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jal, you're in doubt. You're just saying, "You know what? I'll try. I hear a lot of people speaking about how incredible a dua is. So let me just make dua." If you're doing that, meaning you are heedless. Your heart is not present. As a result, that dua might not go through. You need to keep away from heedlessness. So when you're making dua, don't be heedless. That means when you make dua, you say, Allahumma ghfirli, and you acknowledge Allah is great. Allah's mercy is vast. It's huge. It encompasses all things. Wa rahmati wasi'at kulla shay. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, my mercy has encompassed all things. And you're a human being, you're a thing, you're a shay'. So Allah Azza wa Jalla has encompassed you and enveloped you in His mercy as well. Now, when your heart, the way you bring your heart present in a dua is you need to acknowledge Allah's greatness when you make dua. When you do that, you're no longer heedless. Remember, you need to keep away from heedlessness for your dua, for your heart to be present. And the second thing you need to keep away from when making dua, in order for your heart to be present, is lahin, distraction. What does distraction mean in dua? Distraction means that you say something, you do not know what it means. If you have a dua book and you're just reading through it, waslul sakhimata qulubina, or you don't even know what this means, then your heart is distracted when making dua. Therefore, your heart is not present. So most likely, it will not be answered. Wallahu a'lam. So in other words, to keep away from distraction when making dua, make dua that you understand and you know what you're asking Allah. If you don't know how to speak Arabic and make dua in the Arabic language, then make dua in your own language. Make a dua, my brothers and sisters in Islam, make a dua that you understand. Because when you're making dua, you understand. Now, you are not being distracted in your dua. Your heart is present. As a result, bi-ithnillah, this dua will be accepted. But this is very, very important for your heart to be present when making dua. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal in your own language. If you don't know how to make dua in Arabic, ask Him in your own language. And it's permissible even in salat, even in your sujood. And in ulama, rahimahumullah, they say, if you know how to make dua in Arabic, then you should only make dua in Arabic when in your salat, in your sujood. And if you don't know how to make dua in Arabic, then you can make it in your own language until you learn how to make dua in Arabic. For this is my brief, short message to you, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Take the opportunity of a dua in this blessed month of a dua. This is the month of Ramadan. It is the month of dua as well. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the ayah of dua among the ayat of fasting. In Surah Al-Baqarah, there is a passage of fasting. It begins from ayah 183 and it continues for about 4 or 5 ayat. In between these ayat, there is an ayah called ayatul dua, an ayah that speaks about dua. Ulama, rahimahumullah, they said the wisdom behind this is Allah teaching the servants that the best time to make dua is while you are fasting. And while you are fasting in Ramadan, Allahu Akbar. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, don't waste this opportunity. If you've come late to this live session, listen to this video again and I explain in it how you can achieve sincerity in dua, honesty in dua, and a present heart when making dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answer all your dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our shortcomings and grant us the paradise bi-ithnihi ta'ala. We ask Allah azza wa jal to bless us and to bless the remaining days of Ramadan for us. And we ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to catch Laylat al-Qadr. And we ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to make Laylat al-Qadr a source of blessing for us. Innahu waliyu thalika wal qadiru alayh. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.